We start with the scripture, Psalms 105:5. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced.
Today's prayer. Lord, I humble myself in your presence. I remember all the wonders that you have done in my life. I remember the miracles that you have accomplished throughout the time span of the world. I know, Father, that the judgments you have pronounced are righteous and good. Thank you for all that you have done in my life. I praise your holy name. Amen.
Today's thought?
Think of all the miracles that you know of that the Lord has done in your life or in the life of someone else you know. Think of the wonders of creation. Today, remember judgments that the Lord pronounced through Scripture.
Today, spend some time with the Lord, but spend some time in Scripture. Look up a Scripture about creation, one about the miracles, one about judgments, and meditate on each one. If you don't know, you can start, "In the beginning, God created the universe." Genesis 1:1. Or you can start in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. There's many miracles. Study, look, enjoy, and claim each one.
Today's treasure can be found in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 48, which reads, "Also the king said thus, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has given one to sit on the throne this day, while my eyes see it."
Continuing from yesterday with get off the couch and on your knees, the second thing is to find areas of agreement to pray about. One of my prayer mentors, Les Barras, told me to turn me on to this truth. He challenged me to pray only for two or three things that both my wife and I are in full agreement about. When you try to pray together on issues you cannot agree about, you begin to manipulate with your prayer, or you are so uncomfortable that it will harm the desire to pray together. Mary and I have learned one key to praying together. One thing that has helped our marriage over the years, helped us through the tough times and the trials, the ups and the downs. We ask God's Holy Spirit to intercede between us. Whenever there's anything that disturbs us, we ask the Holy Spirit to communicate between our hearts and intercede between us in prayer. And it's amazing how much of one mind we can be in prayer.